Brandon Tucker, Governing Board Member, South Florida Water Management District.
Also the facilitator for the Water Resources Analysis Coalition. It seems like this is where really the nuts and bolts of the business of water management takes place. A lot of public comment, a lot of these issues. Give us a brief idea about what went on today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Water Resources Analysis Coalition is made up of over 40 stakeholders. There's elected officials here, people from environmental agencies, all different types of industries represented, and even former governing board members. Well, there's so much knowledge and wisdom on this coalition, and today we had so many discussions, and the big one today was about the progress of the EA Reservoir. Everything that we're doing on the governing board level to make sure that this project is implemented as quickly as possible. We're in an environmental crisis. We need this reservoir built, and we're going to fulfill Senate Bill 10 under the wishes of Governor Rick Scott and Senator Joe Negron, who authored this.
How was the testimony today? How do you think it went?
I thought it went great. You know, I mean, we're just getting the truth out there. We're talking about, you know, what we did, why we did it, and the sincerity of the people that are trying to get these things accomplished. And, you know, some people disagree how we're going to get there, but we all want to get to the same place. So I'm certainly going to make sure that we get there as quickly as possible.
You talk about the brain trust around this table. It's huge. You look around at the kind of input you've got from all angles, environmentalist, agriculturalist background, you just named it. How do you match that fact-finding mission up? You talk a lot about following science in here, but then you go out and the public gets a totally different message when they watch the 6 o'clock news. How do we fix that misinformation link that's not there?
Well, we do everything we can with our comms team here at the district. I go out and speak all over the 16 counties to different organizations talking about the truth about what's really happening. And as a layperson, as an appointed individual that's a volunteer that's not paid, I just want to know what the truth is and get the job done. I don't care about the politics. I don't care about the rhetoric. I just want to get it done. But, you know, the media really has to be coming to us. They need to be getting that information from us, talking to everybody. But a lot of times they don't include us in that conversation, and it's a lot of rhetoric that's just not true.
What am I not asking at this point in time that you'd like to answer to our audience? Agricultural audience is our target, but a lot of other people hear our broadcast.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, we want to do what our number one primary mission is, which is flood control. We want to make sure that we protect all of the residents of the 16 counties, including our agricultural operators and landowners, and make sure that they're protected from, you know, flooding events. And we want to make sure we provide solid water quality to all of our 16 counties, including our agricultural constituents. So that's my goal. That's what we want to do for all of you in the agricultural community. And we appreciate all that the agricultural community does to be good stewards of their land.
One thing comes to mind to close, the EEA leases, the two-year leases, is that going to be a problem for the farmers? I know some of them object to it, but again, it goes back to the misinformation ideas that there's a lot more to the story than we're seeing in the headlines.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, farmers understand best management practices, and farmers understand that when you let land go fallow, you have weeds growing up and then species moving in, and then that could be a substantial delay to building this project. So agricultural operations need to continue on any property that we own, anywhere that we're waiting to do a project, because by having those best management practices in place, having that ongoing agriculture going on, when the day comes that we get the money from the federal government and we're able to turn dirt, we're going to be able to do it day one.